Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Folks, Danny Nash about to perform live.
If I can't get a hug right away, then no one else will ever stay. Oh, I don't want to try, just any old kind. No, I don't want to try, just any old kind. Any old kind of crooked smile, ear to eye, big and wide, and any old kind of clear blue water eyes. They never make me feel as good. It takes my pain, it's understood that I don't want to try, just any old kind. No, I don't want to try, just any old kind. And any old kind of way will never be right. Any old kind of arms couldn't hold me just as tight.
Well, folks, it's time for Live in the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, sponsored this month by TheLife.com. Live life to the full. Go to TheLife.com and join today. This week's recording artist, Danny Nash. DannyNashMusic.com is her website. Straight out of the gates, Danny Nash is one of those finely formed musicians whose voice and stage presence reveals the fearlessness of a truly authentic talent. I would agree with that. The leather pant-wearing rock and roll machine delivers a performance like no other, carving a place of her own with her distinctive voice in authentic drum styling. I'd like to talk to you about that in a second. Mastering her work, she brings her boundless musical talent onto every stage she can jump onto. Her literary voice creates a sound of influences, paying tribute to Wanda Jackson, Lucinda Williams, J.J. Cale, and Levon Helm. Who I think we lost last year, wasn't that? Was it last year or the year before? Anyway, fairly recently. All the while throwing a little hitch in her giddy-up and creating a cohesive sound all on her own. Nash can be frequently seen at the Dakota Tavern, one of Toronto's most well-respected roots music venues, as well as the legendary Horseshoe Tavern, the Cameron House, and many more. Her latest album release, Danny Nash, is a soulful and honest collection of songs evoking memories of a long country drive through grit and gravel. That was actually a very accurate thing. So I'm glad you're here, Danny Nash.
I'm not.
You know, when Amber McLean says I should have someone on the show, I just say, okay. I barely even looked into who you
taste.
Were. She does. Did you play the Birds on the Wire gig?
I did.
At the bookshop shelf
the
or something?
E-bar.
The E-bar, mm-hmm. Which is in the book
Same, yeah.
thing. Okay. Are you... Let's see. I didn't want to start here, but I'm just going to go for it right away. You are a wee thing.
Yes.
Of course, me being 6'4", 245, it was kind of obvious when we stood beside each other. In this industry, sometimes females have a tough time being, you know, having to put up with the males,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And then when you're a wee thing as well, mm-hmm. do you think that bodes well for you or not? Or in other words, do the guys go, they get all protective and like, I'm going to take care of you and I'm going to protect you and I'm going to help you and da 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 da? Or how does it, you know, is it weird?
It is weird, but it also works in my favor a lot because people see me and they go, oh, who's this? What's she going to do up here on the stage? She can't do anything.
Right.
And then I just start singing and I start playing and it just becomes... I think I grow visually once
True.
I start performing.
Yeah.
People are like, oh.
You really do. And I've watched some of the gigs online that have been posted. And where did you get the stage comfortability from? Has that always been there?
Well, yeah, I think so. I rarely get nervous really when I'm playing. I really like to have fun, and I love performing, and I've performed for a long time.
Coolest gig you've ever had?
Coolest gig.
By the way, I'd love to see you open for Mumford & Sons.
Oh, really?
That would be fantastic.
I'd love to see me open for Mumford & Sons, too. Coolest gig I've ever had. Let's see. I've played a lot of weird places. Barnes. I played on a floating dock once.
Way cool.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the coolest gig I've ever played on.
Wow. I'm assuming it was...
It was acoustic.
It was unplugged.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I mean, it didn't have to be, but it could be a short concert if...
Yeah.
Was. Why? Why are you doing this?
What I do best is the only thing I really know how to do.
Because I can't do anything
else. Well, you can't count to 10, so I thought. this is just something that it's in me, and I just.
Do you have family that are into the
bass?
Yeah,
my mom's an amazing singer.
Is she?
Yeah, performer, yeah.
Is she listening right now?
She's listening. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. I'd love to hear her sing. She should phone in and do a duet with you.
She should, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, you're here to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Tell us about this first song you're going to do.
This first song is called Messin' and Runnin' Around. It's just a... comes from, I guess... I usually just... live my life the way I want to live it and mess and running around. And, you know, I'm a bit of a nomad in a way. So the song's about that.
So it's got a gypsy bass to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, brilliant video that accompanies
this. Oh, thanks.
Right? Isn't that the main one that's kind of featured on your site?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was that filmed?
The Woodbine Stables.
Okay.
At the Woodbine Races, yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, really folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Danny Nash.
Could have done anything with my time. I wanted to have you all to myself, but you've been out messing and running around, messing and running around. I tossed a penny in the wishing well. I tried to rely on a simple dream. I wanted to see if you would let me down, but you've been out messing and running around, messing and running around. I could have been on my knees, I could have been begging you please, but you've been out messing and running around.
Jenny Nash on the Drew Marshall Show. Man, that was fantastic. You have such a pure voice. You have one of the purest vocalists we've ever had on the show.
Really?
I'm sure you hear that a lot because you just have this, like, I don't know. I don't know what other genres you could get away with other than the folk country thing. I mean, I could see you. I mean, I don't know what you do, so maybe I should just shut up and ask. I'm sure you got a kind of a raspy blues sing if you punch it out, right?
Yeah.
Get into the rock deal.
A lot of the time I do like straight up rock and roll stuff.
Really?
That's what I like to do the most, but I sort of do a bit of everything. I got my hand in everything.
Right. Your spoon playing is magnificent.
Oh, thank you.
That's the first time I've ever said that on this show. Your spoon playing, you are a great spooner is what I was going to say, but that's not to be said. What all do you play?
Well, drums was my first instrument. I learned that when I was about 15, 16. I play guitar, I play mandolin, I play a bit of upright bass, which is a bizarre.
That, yeah, do you have a stool for that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Usually, no, it's fine.
How tall are you?
I'm exactly 5 feet.
Maybe, are you sure?
Yeah, maybe a little bit less, though, honestly. I like to say I'm 5 feet, but I don't think I'm. It's probably 4'11".
I just think it's so cool. My son is engaged to a short wee thing as well. My son is 6'5".
Wow.
So I don't know what it is about tall guys. And anyway, moving along from that. Whose music wrecks you?
Wrecks me.
Yeah, like when you listen to it, it transports you. It moves you. It just pierces your soul kind of thing.
Lucinda Williams.
Why? Why do you think?
I just think she sings like she means it, and it I just love watching her sing. I love watching her play. I've seen her play live a number of times, like 3 or 4 times.
Really?
Yeah. Just something about her for me resonates.
I think that's the other thing that I read in you. You know, I'm not a big American Idol fan. I sort of stopped watching it for the last few years because I got sick of this just ridiculous rhetoric from the judges. Mm-hmm. But the judges this year have very much intrigued me. I think their analysis of things is brilliant. The thing that really I think everybody should finally understand after years of watching American Idol is it's the authenticity of the performer that counts so much.
Mm-hmm.
There was a kid on there who had a brilliant voice, but it didn't seem like it should be him. It seemed like he was simply mimicking one of the people he likes to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's a roundabout way of saying the pureness of your vocals and the authenticity of your vibe, I think, is what leads people to you.
Right.
Draws people to you.
Right.
That's what breaks down the fifth wall, certainly in the room, for any place you're playing at.
Yeah.
Are you playing tonight somewhere?
I am. I'm playing on at the Central on Bloor Street in Toronto.
Who else did I know that just played the Central recently?
Probably Little Wee Thing.
Shut up. the name Danny Nash.
Mm-hmm.
Stage?
No, well, my name is Danielle.
Yeah.
But I've been called Danny for a long, long time, my whole life.
I don't even know if that's an appropriate question for an interviewer to ask. By the way, is your name fake? You know.
Yeah, no, but people ask me that because it's a pretty cool name,
it's
I think.
It's a very cool name, yeah.
Danny Minogue, Kylie's little sister.
Yeah.
No, the word Nash was where I was going with, not Danny.
Liar.
Have you been to Nashville?
I have.
Do you dig it there?
Or I dig
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it so amazing how you can walk into any bar in Nashville mm-hmm. on any given night, and the most incredible talent is up there, mm-hmm. and there's 6 people in the room.
I know.
People just, you know, working their chops.
There's too many of them. There's so many.
Have you been up to the Blues Club on Printer's Alley?
No.
Okay, that's a crazy, crazy, cray-cray place. Okay, old people should not talk like that. Let's get you doing another song instead of hearing from me. What are you going to do?
This one's called Rip Right and Ready.
This might be our new theme song.
There we go.
All right.
Rip Right and Ready.
Love it. Danny Nash.
Pigs are tied down like a hog in a line. What I've seen I can't explain, I don't understand. I'm just looking for a hell of a time. This cool girl ain't ready to die. Well, I'm rip right and ready. Rip right and we can go steady. I'm rip right, I'm ready to go. Rip right and it don't mean slow. Town. I looked up and I looked down. I'm just getting by. I can only count 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm rip right, I'm rip right, I'm ready. I'm rip right and we can go steady. I'm rip right, I'm ready to go. Rip right and I don't mean slow. Well, I don't need much, it's true. I don't need much from you. All I want is just a twist and shout, a little bit of jump and dive. I'm just looking for a hell of a time. This cool girl ain't ready to die. I'm rip right, I'm rip right, I'm ready. Rip right and we can go steady. I'm rip right, I'm ready to go. Rip right and I don't mean slow. I'm rip right, I'm rip right, I'm ready. Rip right and we can go steady. I'm rip right, I'm ready to go. Rip right and I don't mean slow.
Knew you were going to end it like that. Fantastic. Danny Nash on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, so while I'm listening to that, there's another side of you that came out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, obviously you have a personality disorder. it's the end of the show and I'm just exhausted right now, but the Cajun music that I'm trying to think of.
Zydeco.
Yeah, Zydeco stuff. Mm-hmm. Have you done any Zydeco numbers?
I've been to New Orleans, actually, and I loved it. Absolutely loved
it. Yeah, you'd just swim in that.
I totally did, but I've never actually done it, really.
To have you front a Zydeco band would be fantastic.
I don't speak French, but...
Yeah, you can fake it. Say poutine a bunch of times. Yeah. You're good. That wasn't too derogatory, was it?
I
could only, like we had any. Yeah. I could totally see you working even, I mean, eventually the main stage, but you got to get in the boots and hearts on one of the side tents.
Yeah, I've heard this.
And many times mm-hmm. people say, I know. It's like, everyone has the great suggestions. You know what you should do? You know what you should do?
Well, and, if it was that easy,
snap the fingers. I shouldn't start this conversation. I'm hoping you guys can help me in this. But I watched a documentary the other day on this lady from back in the day, who's now in her 70s, who's one of the first kind of grindy voice singers. She was way grindy voice, crazy grindy voice. It was right around the Elvis time period.
Brenda Lee.
That's exactly who it was. See, I knew you'd get it.
Yep.
And I had no idea about, I mean, I'd heard her name and I knew a little bit of the backstory and the whole journey of her. So do you dig her?
I dig her. Yeah. Big time. Actually, one of the songs on my record is by her.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See? Now, so did I hear maybe a little something there?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure that I'm cool. That's all there is.
You're cool.
So this is all about me.
Drew.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We are going to take a very, very short break on our show, and lots more coming up in the final stretch of the show. Danny Nash is in the studio, DannyNashMusic.com. And she's going to do a couple more songs for us, and then we're going to leave.
I've ruined all my clothes. You punched me in the nose. The devil's got a hold of what we once had like a rose. And I can't forget, but the fever is gone. The love we have between us is a long shade of wrong.
It's too bad we had to go like so many others do.
It's such a shame.
Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Nash.
Sometimes I sing low. I sing high sometimes. Sometimes I sing low. She's all right sometimes. Sometimes she don't know. She's all right.
Yeah.
she goes half the time. Sometimes she goes slow.
Crazy vocals are coming from Danny Nash. Do you think it's important, Danny? By the way, she's in the studio. Just thought I'd mention that. Do you think it's important for an artist to figure out their pocket and stay in it? And I bring this up a lot with different artists because one of my favorite singers of all time is Eva Cassidy. And do you know her song? Okay, so Eva had the problem of being able to sing everything. People are saying that's one of the reasons her career never flourished, because the label couldn't figure her out. They couldn't figure out where to put her, so they couldn't market her properly because she could do everything. She did the jazz, the blues, the country, the whole deal. So back to the original question: do you think it's important for an artist to figure out the pocket that they're meant to be in and get into that pocket?
I think initially, yes, because. I'm sort of like that as well. I can do a whole bunch of things, and I enjoy doing a whole bunch of things, singing a whole bunch of styles. But I think in order to start off with people recognizing who you are and knowing where to find you, then I think it's important. Yeah,
that's a good. No, that's a great answer. It helps people find you when you know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear how heavy that was?
It was heavy.
Wow. Dude. Okay. This axe that you have in your hand is a Gibson, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah. And is it your favorite one, or do you have, like, how many guitars do you have?
I have three.
Okay. And your favorite?
I have a Gibson ES-150 three-quarter size.
Okay.
From 1955.
Whoa.
Where
did you get that?
Capsule Music in Toronto.
Okay.
I saw it, and I just had to be mine.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, my Jumbo Guild that I reference quite often here is a 74, I think, and a friend of mine, James Linderman, who's one of the more notable, I guess, songwriters here in Ontario. He was working at the music shop in Thornhill, and I told him what I wanted, and he just said, well, I happen to have. And it was $900 back when I was 19. It's worth like $75,000 now.
Yeah.
Not quite, but
it's an investment.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
When you buy a good guitar, that's, you know, kind of stays with it. I asked you when we were at break if you had a radio show, top two people that you would like to kind of get on and interview. Because it's kind of cool. Like, look, the people I interview on this show, whether it's James Brown or Alice Cooper, I mean, they wouldn't pay. They wouldn't care about me unless I had this kind of platform.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a privilege.
Yeah.
Who would it be?
I thought about this hard, but there's a lot of people. But I think Judy Garland would be...
Whoa, great answer.
Amazing. Yeah. She's so crazy. And she's a bit...
Tim's getting choked up over this answer.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's emotional.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
So are you like a nostalgic junkie too?
Yes, I love musicals. I love watching Barbra Streisand, one of my favorite singers of all time. I love Doris Day, all those girls.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in one?
A musical?
Yeah.
In like high school, elementary school, that type, but not.
Does it?
I love it.
Do you fancy it all?
Yes.
Would you pursue
for
it
sure.
now?
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I have so many things on the go. I can't.
What else do you do?
I'm a bartender at the Dakota Tavern. That's how I make my real money.
Okay.
I also I do gymnastics, or I used to do gymnastics for a long time.
Okay.
What else do I do? I play a lot of instruments. I don't know. There's more to that answer. I can't think.
I just like awkward lulls.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd leave you hanging there. So,
yeah.
All right, well, let's do a tune and rescue
the
lull.
Second.
Pardon?
We didn't hear the second.
Oh, yeah, who's second interview? Yeah, you're right.
Yvonne Helm. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's been around.
Way to pick dead people.
Well, yeah, I know.
Jeez.
Because, you know, I still have the opportunity to interview someone who's alive.
True.
So.
Again, very deep.
Yeah.
She's so heavy, man. For a wee thing. Okay, I'm going to stop that. Danny Nash is now going to sing what on the show?
I'm
going to
sing a song not on my album, just for the hell of it. It's called Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Wouldn't It Be.
Wouldn't It Be.
Danny Nash.
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it feel right on a lonely night? You and I, yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that feel good if you understood? I can't make up my mind between you and I. Yeah, now wouldn't that be nice?
Song. Danny Nash on the Drew Marshall Show. Very well done again, young lady.
Maybe.
You know, you haven't sucked once. That's fantastic. Yeah. Not one song was crappy. Well, that's just fantastic.
Thank
stuff.
You.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? Each song shows me a little something different. So when you, that first song, it was the natural, the pure, the, you know, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. The second song, a little bit of the gravel came out.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of the how's she going. And in that song, I saw a little guitar work, saw the old hammer-on pull-off stuff going on.
Yeah.
So you kind of, you're the full deal, full meal
Thank
deal
you.
Right here. Okay, writing about love, you know, is sort of what everybody does, I think. And you do as well, and you do a great job of it. What's second? What's in second place? If you're not going to write about love, what comes second?
Having fun. Having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love good time music. Dancing and getting up and, you know, a good country song, a good fun country song. There's nothing better than that, to be honest. So I like writing about doing that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When you, and this seems to be, you guys must be so sick of this question because I ask it almost every time an artist is in the studio. What's the most kind of hurting song you've ever written about? I mean, and I'm going to kind of tweak this a little bit, not about love, not about, you know, a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
But just a hurting in something else that wasn't about love. Have you ever kind of hooked into something like that?
Yeah. There's a song I wrote called $2 Bottles. And I think it's pretty sad. It's about, I don't know why I wrote about this, but I just sort of put myself in this miner's position of being like an old miner. And
you mean like a coal miner?
Yeah, a coal miner. And sort of getting down in the mine and getting into the dark and never coming and never seeing the light. I could.
Ooh.
That's pretty heavy. We're going heavy again.
Yeah, very Loretta Lynn-ish.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, because I, again, I've said this too many times on the show. If you're a regular listener, I apologize, but I get creative in the funk.
Really?
Really creative
Love
in the funk.
Funk.
No, somebody else said that last time, too. When I'm in a funk, when I'm in a depression, when I'm in the, just the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do love funk. As a matter of fact, we had Tower of Power on the show a couple of weeks ago, and they are sort of the number one soul funk band that came out of the San Francisco in the 60s, and they played locally here, and I went and saw them. And, you know, if you cannot get up and move, if you don't have a body part that's moving during a funk concert, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with you, yeah. What don't you like about the music industry?
I don't like the business part of it because I'm not good at it. I'm not very, I just want to get up and play and, you know, I think I do well for myself. I try and get by and I do all my booking and all of my press and all that. But, I have a bit of help, but, I'm just not very business minded.
You would not be the first who have sat in that chair and said the same thing.
Yeah.
To be honest, the most talented people have sat in that chair and have just been horrible at self-promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Donovan Woods, who's just a freak show, just is horrible at self-promotion. I think it's a double whammy here in that you're an artist. Most artists don't even know what time of day it is, don't have a watch on. Well, no one has a watch on these days. And you're Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sort of, you know, kind of whatever.
Easygoing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened at a gig? I think Alice Cooper told me once he fell off the stage.
Wasn't that chicken he killed in Toronto?
No, I know. Oddly enough, he didn't talk about eating the head off a chicken.
Well, it's weird sometimes when you play to no one. That's weird.
Is it? Yeah.
It's weird when there's more people on the stage than there are in the crowd. I can't think of anything that comes to mind that would...
But if you can still get it up for that, that's the sign of a real professional. It really is. And because I admire that so much. When I was taking my Second City courses in stand-up and improv, I didn't want to have to go through my material in front of my class because they didn't feel like an audience. And I play off the audience big.
Mm-hmm.
So my class never saw my – everybody else had to do something. And I just kept going, I don't have it ready yet. And then when it came time to do my stand-up gig at Absolute Comedy, it was the first time and the only time I could do it because I can't do it in front of nobody.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah,
I know. It's hard. It's really hard because you want to feed off people's reactions. But
yeah. Yeah, totally get that. Totally get that. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's do another song. I want to tell y'all that the website is DannyNashMusic.com, DannyNashMusic.com. If you want to check her out tonight, you can go to where again?
The Central.
And where is the Central again?
Bloor and Bathurst area.
Who do I know that played there recently? This is killing me. I wonder if it was Grudge Baby and Michael Bennett. Would they ever have a punk band at this place? Like old school?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that might have been it. And what time's the gig tonight?
7.
7 bells. Oh, so an early night. Well, you need to get the heck out of here. All right. Anyway, moving along. Folks, Danny Nash on The Drew Marshall Show.
You're dynamite. You're dynamite, dynamite. Hey, baby, when you kiss, it's dynamite. Hey, baby, when you hug and hold me tight, just knocks me out like dynamite. You're dynamite, if I might do all the things I'd love to do tonight, then I would love you, dear, with all my might, because you're dynamite. You do such big attraction, chain reaction things to me, they ought to make you wear a sign of danger. TNT, love me right. Hey baby, let's make history tonight. The power of 1 hour of love's delight just knocks me out like dynamite. You're dynamite. Attraction, chain reaction, things to me, they ought to make you ever sign of danger. TNT, love me right. Hey, baby. power of 1 hour of love's delight just knocks me out like dynamite. You're dynamite. You're dynamite. You're dynamite.
She saves the best for last. That was brilliant. I love that one.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Man, what a it was just such a great thing to have you here.
Thanks
absolutely
very much.
Fantastic.
Good to be here.
We have, I don't think we've ever had someone really horrible in for this segment. Well, it's been a while. Well, maybe Alex. Alex, could you perform next week? And we just got to balance off the ship a little bit. Folks, Danny Nash, DannyNashMusic.com. This is her singing and I'm playing in the background. DannyNashMusic.com. She's going to be play tonight at the Central at 7 o'clock. That is an early start. I don't think I've ever
it heard is. It. I'm just doing one 45-minute set.
Oh, and so. Then?
And then there's other bands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for tuning in, folks. And I'm reminded of something I said for 10 years as I closed my show off for a decade with this wee phrase. As I was driving down here today, if you're new to this great country, please get the heck out of the left lane. Bye-bye. Hey folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?